Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, June 17th, 2019, and my name is Mike Riches. I'm excited to welcome you to the call this morning, and let me just tell you, we've got folks that are calling in. I'm just looking at our names here online of people that are calling in. We've got folks from all over North America that are joining us this morning. We definitely want to welcome you, and thank you for taking some time out of your Monday morning to really start your week off the right way. And that's my favorite thing about this call is that it starts our week off and we get exceptional training, exceptional support. And today, you are really in for a treat. We have got a phenomenal call lined up for you. We've got several guest speakers that are going to share with us what's happening in their Legal Shield Business Solutions business, and so buckle in, get in a place where you can take some good notes, because this is going to be a call that's jam-packed with helpful information. I want to start by going to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got none other than $700,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Mark Rich, is standing by. I know, Mark, you were in Florida last week, and I think we've got a couple gentlemen that you were helping to field train. I would love to hear from them and love to hear about your experience down in Florida. Thanks for joining the call this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning to everyone, and it's great to be on the call. I'm excited about the week, and I had a great trip, 4 days down in Florida last week, teaming up with Michael Dagan and Nick Bartolo, and just had a really, really great time. Ate some really good food, and as well as learned some things about going out in the market and just seizing the market. I mean, every time I travel and I spend time in big cities like Tampa or Fort Lauderdale, the impression I get is there's so much business out there, and there's companies that are looking for exactly what you and I offer. Sometimes we wake up and say, I've got to go prospect. I've got to go find a company. Remember this. There's companies that are praying for you. They're looking for identity theft solutions right now. So it's really a matter of just getting it out in front of them. And we had a great time down there. I want to take the call first down to Fort Lauderdale to Mr. Michael Dagan. We've had him on the call a few times. He's got some big group enrollment scheduled this month. Was really impressed with his contacts, with his professionalism. Just a great guy, and I'm super excited to see him hit the top producer charts here this month. I'm sure he's going to hit executive director and just be a big, big producer for us. He's got some incredible stuff in the hopper down there. Michael, it was great spending some time with you and your family down there, and I'd love to turn some time over to you to share with the team any nuggets that you got from our field training together or anything else you'd like to share.
Thank you, Mr. Richards, and it was indeed even though we are all independent, and even though we all technically don't work for anybody, to have Mark Riches with you, to bring him to meetings, and to understand the people of the experience and the power that he has, it takes the meetings up to the next level, to where you're not just a salesman coming in, you're actually bringing in, in our mind, the CEO of Harvard, the largest broker of Legal Shield, and the attention, the people that we met. Now, yes, we did set up very big meetings. Might as well swing for the fences if the boss is there. And all successful meetings, all exciting meetings of the future. And no one came to us and turned us down and said that we're not going to do this. They were all excited about it for the next step. But to have Mr. Riches there was indeed a pleasure. The thing I learned, and you have to continue to learn, which I've found, is that when you are with somebody like Mr. Riches, you have to take notes and understand to follow the lead. The one lead that he told me to do is work on my script. Now, get the greatest meetings in the world, and I can be able to get in front of the highest ranking people in the world. But if I don't have my script, my technique down, it's useless. And he explained that to me. He said, listen, you speak great, and you know the product. You just got to put it all in one concise location so you understand that this is how it's said no matter what time. He told me stories of himself and other people that he's trained throughout his 24-plus years that, hey, I can say to my brother, Mike Riches, and say, Mike, I need you to go start at this point. And Mike will start right at line 35 on the script and be able to do the script. So what I'm doing this week, because my big presentation of 200, what do we have, 250, Mark, I think they told us is coming to the meeting, that to film myself doing the presentation, first to record it first, read it, then film it doing the presentation. And then I'm very lucky, and we're all very lucky, that I get to email it to Mark Riches, and he's going to critique it and send it back. And we're going to do this over and over and over again, because he's not going to let me go to this 250 person, which grows into the thousands, the size of the company that we are presenting to, but right now it's just 250 in this office, that he's not going to let me fail and not get a very, very high participation rate. So that is what I'm grateful for the visit, besides the good food and the camaraderie. And Mark sees that everything in Fort Lauderdale is not as close as it seems. It's a lot of driving. But the overall of the visit was, I learned that you could know the product, but if you don't know your script and you're not consistent at it, it doesn't make a difference. So I truly appreciate you coming down here. It gave some great legitimacy to not only our business, but also to myself. And I'm looking forward to getting you those videos to where I can take my presentation from a 3 to 4 to a 9 or a 10.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning, Michael, and it was great spending time with you. And, you know, memorizing that script is so important. We used to really teach that, Mike, a lot. We used to say, you know, you got to memorize your script. You got to, you know, it's a 10-minute presentation. And one of the things I did is recorded I did this for Nick Bartola, who we're going to hear from here in just a minute. I just recorded a quick little 10-minute presentation. So I'm going to put that up on the site so you can see what I would do if I was in the market today selling the Legal Shield and ID Shield as a combo plan, how I would present that. And it's an under 10-minute presentation. And you've got to get at least something like that down pat with all the keywords and the phrases and all of the things that are included in that. Another thing we used to, in Harvard, we had this training manual, and it had the script in it. And I realize, you know, as we've kind of transitioned away from that, people aren't getting access to that script. So I'm going to add the group presentation script to the CMS today under the scripts. So you'll have the entire benefit presentation, the enrollment presentation. It's pretty much the same thing you would use in a DM meeting as well. It's just knowing that presentation. Mike, I know when you went out to get started, that's what we worked on. We worked on getting a good presentation down, and obviously you were able to make several thousand dollars, and that got you excited about the business, and you were able to eventually make millions of dollars. So it's the first step to really being successful in B2B marketing is learning a good presentation. And so I've learned a lot in that trip as well. I want to take the call up to Tampa, Florida. Had a great time with Nick Bartolo. Nick, as well as Michael, joined us in Dallas, very committed to the business. He's done several decision-maker meetings, has done his first enrollment, which didn't go real well, but I told him, hey, I'm going to come down, I'm going to work with you and help you. And Nick, I'd love to turn the call over to you to share with the team any thoughts that you have this morning.
Thanks, Mr. Riches, and again, thanks for coming down and taking the time to teach me the way it's done. Yeah, I've only got a couple minutes, and I know you've been doing this for 25 years, and then in a 24-hour period, try to squeeze as much experience as you could into that. Now I'm going to try to squeeze it into about 2 or 3 minutes. But if you're ever lucky enough to spend some time with Mr. Riches, have your phone out, record everything he says. That's one thing I took from it. Also, the process being the process. Make your 50 calls a day, set your 5 DM meetings a week, try to get at least 2 enrollments out of that. Another key thing was just the way he viewed my neighborhood, the way he saw that there is a problem that we have a solution for and how to apply that locally, not just talk about it, but or sit at home and plan about it, but get out there and get involved in the community. And since he's left, it just, my neighborhood looks different. The opportunity looks different. And also, of course, like Mr. Dagan was saying, the script, he definitely went over that with me, the importance of it, of having a script down that's the same every time. He did make that sample script for me on, he's going to put on the website, and he said to listen to that, get the transcript of it, to read that out loud on a recording, and then listen to myself saying that script over and over, that that would be something that would have a profound impact on my delivery of it. Everything's in order for a reason. It's set a certain way for a reason. So I'm not here to try to reinvent the wheel. So he also, I'll leave you guys with this, showed me in the PBSA how to access police officers, deputies, firefighters, in such an effective way that, you know, it's not that it's not laid out on the website, but he kind of just guided me through it, and my pipeline is full, you know, and also told me keep it that way, keep adding to it. So, again, thanks for coming out here, and I will be up in what you taught me.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate all that you're doing and look forward to big things. I know you've got some big groups in the process now, and it's time to enroll them and get those members on the books. Appreciate your efforts there. Mike, with that, I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Well, fantastic. Sounds like it was a great trip. You know, while you were down in Florida, I was up in Seattle, Washington. Now, you know, we actually do like each other, my brother and I. We didn't go to opposite corners of the country on purpose, but it sounds like you had a great trip down there in Florida, and thank you to both Mike and Nick for sharing. Those are great, great tips and great feedback. And I agree 100% with what you said. In fact, we just talked about that up in Seattle, Mark, as far as the script and just learning the script. You know, it's hard to focus on some of the finer points of presentation when you're thinking about what you're going to say next, when that's what's on your mind. You know, where do I go from here? And so that's what learning the script really does, is when you're not worried about what you can say next, then you can focus on, how's my volume right now? Am I connecting? Am I making eye contact? How's my inflection? You know, all those things that take your presentation from a 6 or a 7 to a 9 or a 10, those things make a difference, but it's really hard to focus on that stuff if you don't really know what to say or if that's what's dominating your thought process. So couldn't agree more. Thank you to all of you for sharing. And let's go to right here in Texas. We've got Mr. Ricky Heron here, and Ricky has had some success with the small business plan. In fact, he went out in 10 days and wrote 5 small business plans. We're so proud of that, and we would love to hear from him this morning. Ricky, thank you so much for joining the call, and please, yeah, share with us what you're doing, what you're saying to get those kinds of results. I applaud you for that, and certainly there is no shortage of small businesses out there that need this plan. I mean, there's just millions of candidates for us, and I'm excited to see that you're cracking into that with some success. Thank you again, Ricky, for joining the call this morning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Guys, I tell you, I went back to the videos and watched some of the trainings and what motivated me to get out here and do that. I was a small business owner for 28 years, and so I know I could relate to those guys better than anybody, I felt. And like Mark says, there's no shortage. There's no shortage. I can guarantee you that. I walk out my commitment first. I had to make a commitment. I walk in at least no later more than less than 20 stores. And that's just not walking into 20 doors and giving them a card. I do everything I can to talk to a person and find out who the decision maker is and who the owner is and try to get a meeting with them. And one of the things I started saying to them, I asked them up front, I said, who handles legal matters? I used to say, who makes the business, the legal decisions? And they'll say, oh, you know, it kind of brush you off. When I say legal matters, they think something is wrong. So they instantly tell me, oh, he is, my manager is, my owner is, here's his name and number, or he's not here right now. So that kind of helped me a little bit. That was one of the main things that started working. And then when I get with him, the first thing I tell him is that I owned a small business for 28 years, and had I had a plan like this, I would still own that business. I wouldn't want to work it, but I would love to still own it. And the reason I didn't own it, because I did have some legal issues that came up that was financially, I could not afford the legal representation to keep the doors open. So basically, that's what ended up happening to me. And once I get a chance to get with them, I ask them, what's the goal of their business? What do you want to do with this business? Or you see this business going? What do you want? And then once they give me their input on where they're trying to go with this business, I ask them, I said, okay, what would it be worth to you if I could give you those things you want? If I could protect your business, I could help you grow your business, I can help you empower your business so you don't end up like me in a situation where you're in a powerful situation where no one can come in and do one or two things and cause you to go under. And I said, what is that worth to you? And boy, when they give me those numbers are a whole lot more than our plans are. I can guarantee you that. So that's one of the things I do. And I get to my presentation. One of the main things I've learned that's really, really powerful when we get to the wrap part of the presentation with a small business, I say, this is what a business looked like, and this is what a company looked like, when you love to be a company. And they like it. They like it a lot. And that's where my close is going. It went way up when I started sharing that with them.
That's great, Ricky. Fantastic info there. And I love that. I love how you're introducing yourself with you know, your experience as a business owner, and you know, what a great line. If I had had this product, I'd still be in business today. And that, you know, hey, there's realism there. That's very genuine and authentic. And then I really love how you're seeing where they want to go, and then tying our small business plan right into their growth goals. And that's really the name of the game. That's the name of the game if you're talking to a small business owner. It's the name of the game if you're talking to an HR director to offer the plan as an employee benefit. It's really well done, Ricky. Congratulations to you. And I know that Mr. Chris Corley up in Tennessee is proud of you as well, and we're just super excited for the success that you're seeing. Keeping on that note of recent successes, let's take the call to Louisiana. We are joined by none other than Mr. Brian Fahili. Brian, thank you for joining us this morning, and we'd love to hear about some of the recent success that you've had, and always enjoy hearing from you on the call, my friend.
Well, thank you, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, everyone. I hope everybody had a good Father's Day. I know I did. And it rained all day, but still and all, we need a little rain here. But we enjoyed it and had a great day and everything. So I hope everyone had a great Father's Day as well. And, I was sharing last week some of the things I've been using that have been really helping me not only get back into some businesses that I've had for a while that just couldn't seem to get in the door or back to meet with, you know, new hires or new employees. But as Mike mentioned last week, I've always kept my eye on the news and looking for anything that I can use in my business. And some of the most recent things were, one, the new crime statistics came out for last year. And once again, identity theft tops the whole chart. And what was surprising to me, I didn't realize this until I heard the report, they said that every eight-tenths of a second, someone's identity is stolen or compromised in the U.S. So, folks, just in the short period of time that this call has been going on, that's thousands of people that have been hit in our country. That's a huge number. That's why identity theft crime is the largest crime in our country. And it's just not here. I mean, everyone knows that does this business. That we're affected worldwide. So is our protection needed? Is what we do something that people are looking for? You know, when Mark and Mike talk about there are boardrooms today or there are companies today that are having meetings, they're saying, look, we got to get something in here to protect our people. Too many people are taking days off to have to go resolve these issues. And then we walk in with our product who does full restoration. That is huge. And then again, as I said last week, another story that struck me was in the past 2 months, there were over 240,000 people that crossed our borders. And those were just the ones that they caught. You know, that's bigger than most cities that all of us live in. I know it's bigger than mine. I live in a town of 800 people. But when you can walk in and give a business owner or HR director that kind of information, and you say, look, it's not me. These are the numbers that are being released. I'm just here with the answer for your people. I'm here with the solution. And I know that your people are your greatest asset. All I want to do is help protect them, keep their minds on their jobs and their families, and keep them at work. And folks, people loving it. Like I said, I've gotten back in two doors that I hadn't been able to get back into just listening to the news and then applying it to my business. And it's working very well. And I know Peter Kosovich, a rep under me, is doing the same thing and having the same type of results. So, like I said, I love, that's why I love the Money Call, too. I've been getting on the Money Call for over 15 years now. I never miss it. And it's because of tips like these. And with that, Mike, I'll throw it back to you.
Well, fantastic, Brian. Thank you very, very much for sharing. And, you know, what a staggering number, 240,000. That's illegal immigration, right? I mean, that's people that are coming into the United States. And here's the problem is that leads to people, that leads to identity theft. That leads to people stealing socials or buying stolen socials to try to go get a job. And I remember, Brian, a story that you shared several months ago where you had a sheriff's department that was one
exactly.
of your clients, but a sheriff's department that had gone and done a raid on a chicken processing plant. And you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong on these details, but I believe it was the third shift, and they went in and they busted, you know, these workers at the chicken processing plant, and they found that all but two of those workers were using a stolen Social Security number to have gotten the job. That's how they got their job. But it was a real social. It just wasn't their social, and all but two. And that was the line that I remember Brian sharing, and I've shared that too. You know, the question is, how many chicken processing plants are you working at? Or with an HR director, how many chicken processing plants are your employees working at? And how much time, and Brian, you hit that right on the head, how much time are they going to be taken away from their job to clean a mess like that up? Is that going to affect their performance at work? And you better believe it. Also. I love it. Thank you, Brian, for sharing that. And always great information. And I'm a little surprised. I thought Ringgold, Louisiana, was over 240,000 people. So thank you for.
We're working on it. My son's trying to make a difference.
If you count the fleas and ticks, then you might get close. But thank you very much for sharing this morning. Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner standing by, and I know we've got a special call coming up this evening. As we talk about several things, but especially our Canadian expansion and exciting things that are happening up north. What's the Toronto slogan? We the North? Yeah, for the Raptors basketball team that we just saw last week as they won the championship. But that's not related to the call tonight. But, Jim, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your leadership and definitely looking forward to that call tonight. We'll turn the call over to you.
Mr. Richards, thank you so much, and what a great call so far. We're hearing from folks having success all across the United States, and this evening on the call, we're going to be talking about the continued expansion of Legal Shield around the globe. So as many of you know, I realize there's a lot of brand-new folks on the call this morning, but many of you are aware that we've been open for business in Canada in four provinces, British Columbia, Alberta, Manitoba, and Ontario for many years. As a matter of fact, we're celebrating two decades of success in growing the business in those markets coming up, and you're going to hear more about that tonight. But there are nearly 40 million people in Canada that are about to find out that Legal Shield exists as the entire country is going to be opened in just the next few weeks. So we, in preparation for that, we want everybody to be able to expand your business to a global business. Of course, we talk about the UK expansion as well. But folks, most of you listening right now know someone in Canada or know someone that knows someone in Canada. And as a matter of fact, a lot of you, like me, live fairly near that northern border. So I want to make sure that everybody is invited and is aware about our call this evening. We're going to be joined by Anita Sarda. She's the regional manager for Ontario. She's going to take us through a lot of the information that you need to know regarding the launch and the pre-launch stages that we're in right now, what to do and what not to do as well, and how to make the most of this Canada launch. For those of you that are listening and you're in Canada, you're going to be getting some information as well that I think will be very exciting to you. So, Mr. Riches, you know, as I think about the business I joined 15 years ago, thinking that it couldn't get any bigger and any better, and yet it just continues to expand, both in our ability to serve our neighbors, but also in our ability to reach beyond our neighbors into other states, into other provinces, and into other parts of the world. I'm excited for the call. I hope everybody will join us. That is this evening. That call takes place on the same phone number you dialed in to listen. So if you are hearing me right now, you already know the phone number to listen to the call this evening. Excuse me. And that call takes place at 7. I mess this up every week. I know what time it is when I dial it in, but it's Mr. Riches, help me out.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern time, right? So 6
Eastern
p.m.
Time, right.
6 p.m. Central.
There it is. Oh, man. I'll be much smoother this evening dialing and see what I say. Who even knows? Mr. Riches, thank you so much for allowing me to contribute to the call this morning. I'll turn it back to you.
We always enjoy hearing from you, Mr. Tanner, and don't worry. Like you said, well, you know, that's why we have alarms on our phone that go off and say, "Hey, it's time to get ready for that call." Definitely looking forward to that call this evening, and really, I'm excited about this Canadian expansion. I was in the Legal Shield home office about a week and a half ago up there, and I met the lady who's overseeing this Canadian expansion. She's from Quebec, and her name is Martine, and she's super sharp, super professional. But as she was talking and sharing some of the details of what they're doing, it's just exceptional. And I know we've got folks listening in this morning from Canada, and I know you're excited. I know that we've got a lot of folks. Maybe you live in the United States, but you've got contacts up in Canada. Some of you have groups that you've opened that have offices up in Canada, and they're in provinces that maybe we didn't have coverage in before. And so, you know, when that expansion hits, some of you are going to have immediate groups that you can go out and get this product into, and I'm excited for that. Hey, I'm so excited for our special guest speaker this morning. As I mentioned, I was up in Seattle, Washington this past weekend. We did a Level 2 certification class, and it was hosted by this gentleman who is a regional business director for that Pacific Northwest region, Mr. Ryan Ellison. And we're so excited to have him on our call. He is a ring earner and just an exceptional leader. I was also really privileged to go to a luncheon where he spoke on Friday in Seattle. So the class was on Saturday, but I went to a luncheon on Friday, and Ryan, it was a decision-maker luncheon. So they had set these up, and this is something that if you're interested in doing this in your area, I would absolutely recommend that you reach out either to your sponsor or to your executive director or even one of your market general managers, and they can give you some detail on how to do these luncheons. But, you know, it's a pretty simple concept. You have a nice restaurant that would be attractive for someone to go to. So, you know, we're not doing these at Chili's or Applebee's or, you know, we're doing these at a nice place, and the location they had there was just gorgeous with really good food, so that it's a place where someone would say, you know, I don't know if I'd be interested in what they have to share, but I'll go for a free lunch there. That's kind of the point of doing these luncheons. And I walked in on Friday. There's a room full of decision makers, and Ryan got up and spoke to them and did just a brilliant job communicating with these decision makers and talking about the same thing that we would talk about in a DM meeting. Why is this going to help your employees? It to bring in legal and identity theft protection, and how is this going to help your business? And he talked about the small business plan as well, and I know that the interest there was extremely high among those decision makers, which is really the secret. If you can get a decision maker to sit down and just pay attention for 15 or 20 minutes, if you can get their undivided attention, most of the time they are interested in what we have to do. And there's a survey that he used at the end, which is kind of standard procedure, where they fill out, hey, this is what I'm interested in, and it just is a system that works really, really well. He's not training on luncheons this morning, but I did ask him if he could just get on and share any thoughts that he has about building this business. He's been doing this for 13 years and has done it, again, had a lot of success in the business. Ryan, thank you for joining us. I know you're traveling back to Utah, and your cell phone signal's kind of in and out, but we appreciate you being in a spot where you could share with us this morning. We're definitely looking forward to hearing from you. We'll turn the call over to you. Oops, Mr. Ellison, do we have you? He may have just dropped. I just saw his name disappear here. He said he just shot me a text and said, "Hey, I'm in a spotty signal. I'm in an area where I have a spotty signal." So we'll see if he can jump back on here. We'd love to hear from him. He just sent me another text that his signal dropped again. So he said he's in Oregon, so I would assume that he could just climb a mountain to where he could get a really good signal. There's a lot of mountains in that area. Anyway, while we wait for him to come back on, I wanted to share just a few thoughts with you this morning on getting in with those decision makers, and I'll watch for Mr. Ellison to come back on. But, you know, we talk a lot about prospecting. We talk a lot about appointment setting, and obviously, I mean, that's the name of the game, right? Because nothing really happens in business solutions until you set an appointment. Ricky talked about selling those five small business plans in 10 weeks, or 10 days, rather, and that's great. But he wouldn't have sold a single one of those had he not gotten an appointment. So we should shine the light on getting appointments. We should talk about that regularly, which we do. And we have some great training on the Success Team World website for prospecting and appointment setting. And that's something that you can definitely find and access. We'll continue to add training on that site as well. But what about when you get in with that decision maker? When you're meeting with a decision maker, what then? What could you do? How do you communicate effectively what we're trying to do here? And more importantly, how do you get that decision maker to say, yes, I want you to come in and meet with my employees? And that's really, I mean, obviously, prospecting is crucial, right? Because you never get that opportunity without prospecting. But I want to share with you just a few tips this morning on meeting with those decision makers. And before I do, I see where we've got Ryan Ellison back on the call. Ryan, do we have you on now?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, we got you loud and clear here. So thank you again for joining us. And then I'll circle back on that thought on the decision maker meetings. But we definitely are looking forward to hearing from you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. I was starting to hear my introduction, and I'm going through Bodie, Oregon, and all of a sudden we just came through this beautiful area with all these gorgeous trees. I have my wife driving, my laptop up, and then I lost the call. So if I drop off, I apologize. I'm super excited to be on Mike and Mark's call. This is an honor for me, and I really do appreciate you inviting me. I had so much fun with you over the weekend. Going to your training, but you coming to my event as well. It's great to share in this business and learn from one another. And to be quite honest, and I know I told you this already, but you know I've been learning from you and Mark for years, watching you from afar, and getting up close and personal has been a true pleasure for me and becoming friends and colleagues in this business. So I really do appreciate you. Can you still hear me okay?
Yep, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead. If you want to keep talking about me and Mark, that's fine too. I mean, that we're okay with that.
Yeah, I was going to just drop Mark off and just start more about you.
That's fine too. That's okay.
You don't feel obligated to include Mike in everything you say.
So here's what I was thinking. I got Mike's email about what he wanted me to train on, but it was really quite late when I finally picked that up this morning. We've been going since 4 a.m. over here Pacific time. And so I wanted to just share with you a little bit of what I personally always go back to. And I hope it helps some of you on the call. A lot of us have been through a lot of training, so we know the how-tos of the business. And one particular point in my business, I was looking at it, and it was a little bit stagnant, and I wanted to figure out why I wasn't growing more and faster. So I really looked back at a lot of my notes, and I do a lot of personal development as well. I listen to a lot of good trainers, from Jim Rohn to Tony Robbins. And I came across a few quotes, and then I'm going to go into something that I feel I think would work for everybody on the call as well as myself. So a few of these quotes that really have stood out to me. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. That's by Mark Twain. This is one of my favorites. Success doesn't come from what you do occasionally, but what you do consistently. And that is a big reminder as we, anywhere from working out, trying to lose a few pounds or get healthy, get in shape, that doesn't come from once a month or even once a week. And in our business, it certainly is exactly the same. It needs to be coming from consistent activity and the right consistent activity really on a daily basis. Couple others here. Don't chase people, and that could be accounts, groups, HR, CEOs. Don't chase people. Be yourself, do your own thing, and work hard. The right people, the right ones, the right companies will come into your life when you are ready. One of my favorite quotes here is by Grant Cardone, actually, and he's a little hardcore and in your face a little bit, but sometimes I need that, and it's, don't expect success where there is no discipline. And we really need to master discipline and self-mastery ourselves about what we do each day, and that's something I've been working on. So that leads me to what I wanted to just share with you a little bit about. I got this from Tony Robbins years ago. I've listened to it many times, and I've done my best to implement it and continue to implement it in my life. And it came from the slogan that we hear a lot of, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And that really got me thinking about Legal Shield and this business and the business solution section is, if you don't know what you want, how are you going to go about it, do it? And so I learned from him the RPM method, rapid planning method, and I just wanted to chat with you about three things. The RPM stands for rapid planning or rapid planning, which is a focused result, so results, and that's the R. The P is for purpose or purpose-driven, and then the M is for MAP or massive action plan. So let's first just think about this for a second. A lot of times we ask what's your why? Why are you doing the business? And I venture that I think we need to figure out what we want before we need to know why we want it. So some of the things we ask ourselves is, what is the specific result, the specific focused result that you want? And by doing that, you can ask yourself three questions. What do I really want? What is it? What are the specific outcomes that I'm after? What's the specific measurable result? And the more precise, the stronger this is. For example, a lot of us have in times maybe said, I want to lose a few pounds, or I need to lose weight. That's not specific at all. And in fact, we often don't lose weight. We don't lose anything. And even if we dropped a pound, the universe would say, hey, you're successful. You did it. So you need to be more specific, such as I want to lose 15 pounds, and even giving that a time frame. Having that what is so important before you get to the why, which is the purpose. And the purpose has three questions as well. If you could ask yourself these questions, it'll help you greatly. What's my purpose for what I want? What are my reasons that I want this? And why is this not just a should, but a must for me? This emotional quality of purposely asking questions makes you do what you want, and you'll do it much more consistently, and you'll be able to sustain that activity if the why is strong enough. So if you find out your purpose on what you want, you're going to not avoid your calls, avoid your prospecting, avoid your lead generation, avoid your DM meetings, avoid going to trainings, avoid all those things that we do because we don't know what we want and we don't know why we want it. So let me give you an example. If you were a 50-year-old man like me and you were a little overweight and you had some health challenges and you were doing okay, you were sitting on the couch most of your days, you weren't doing a lot of exercise and you were eating some bad food, but you felt all right. But one day you had a massive heart attack. I'm talking massive. The ambulance had to come. They had to rush you to the hospital. And the doctors there saved your life, which is a good thing. Your wife and your family were happy about that. But the doctor, after he saved your life, you know, next appointment or a couple appointments later, said, you need to make a lifestyle change. You need to change your eating habits. You need to change your exercise, your daily habits, your thoughts about yourself, the time you are away from work and the time that you give to your family and the peace of mind and get outdoors, get off the couch. But if this happens again, I doubt we will be able to save your life. You need to actually make some changes. If you were faced with that situation, my guess is that most of us, and I've seen many people that get faced with those situations from heart attacks or cancer or something, that they change everything about themselves. They now have a what, which is staying alive, living a longer, fuller life. And the why is usually attached to their children, their families, their spouses. But it's much easier if that emotional point, look, we don't want to die. We don't want to go through the pain that in that scenario you went through. And the doctor scared you to death because you were about to die. These things adding up to, look, I know what I want now, and I know why I want it. And so that leads us into the last one, which is M, the massive action plan. Now, I believe that there are many ways to do this business, and Mike and Mark and many of you on the call do the business all a little bit different. Your attack might be small business, group, small groups, large groups, recruiting teams, brokers. There's all kinds of facets to this business. And so you can get to the end result many different ways. So in my opinion, the M for massive action plan, which is your map, and we all need a map of which way we're going. My wife right now is on GPS, and it's taken her to our home in Utah, and she knows exactly how many miles, how many turns, when to turn. Those specific details about tracking how we're getting from point A to point B, from Washington through Quincy, Washington, now through Oregon, then to Idaho, through Boise, Idaho, all the way down through northern Utah, it'll get us there exactly where we want because of the plan that we have going from point A to point B. But I believe that a massive action plan will always show up and always be available to you if you know what your what, your results, your focus, your desire, and why you want those things. So what do we need to do? What's my map? What's the massive action plan? We can brainstorm ideas. You can come on these calls, I believe they're weekly, and hear all the ideas and successes that people are having, and you can use other people's map until you hone in on your own. So let me just recap, if that's okay, because this RPM method is a results-focused, purpose-driven, massive action plan. And focusing, by the way, of RPM means answering, again, these questions. And I'm just going to go through them so you can maybe jot them down. But what do I really want? We need to sit and we need to figure that out. And that could be a monthly plan. It could be a six-month plan. It could be a yearly plan. Have a result-focused mindset. Because whatever you focus on, you will continually go towards. And then next is, what is my purpose? Know your purpose that will move you emotionally. It needs to drive you emotionally. You need to be connected to that. So when the no's are up against you, that it doesn't bother you as much. because the power of the purpose of why you're doing this and what you want is there in your mind. If that is there emotionally, then you'll be given, you'll be able to ignore the rest of those things and our and the daily minutia that goes against us. And then last, of course, what do I need to do that gets you to your target is your actions, your map, your massive action plan. To focus on just a few, but
oh, Ryan, do we still have you on? He may have cut out again. Wow, fantastic information, though. Yeah, I see where his line just dropped. Fantastic information. I love those three, the RPM, and I just agree 100%. We do spend a lot of time talking about our why, you know, and having a why, but I like how Ryan said, you know, I would venture to say that you got to know the what before the why even matters. And so what is it that you're really going for? What change in your life are you trying to affect? And, you know, and I would say it you've got to get deeper than just the dollar amount too, right? I mean, you know, I talk to people and say, I want to earn a six-figure income, or I want to make X dollars, you know, a month or whatever. And that's fine, but it's got to be a little bit deeper than that at the end of the day. What are you going to do with that income? What would, you know, if you were to earn X dollars this month or this year, what would change in your life? What would be different in your life? And I love it. Ryan, I think we've got you back on. We dropped you for a second, but... Do we have you back on now?
Yes, Mike. I was coming up to the end anyways, and I'm coming up to a mountain and a set of trees that I'll probably drop again. So lastly, I just want to let you know that in my life, in my business, both in real estate, and that's my background before I found Legal Shield and really have stepped over full-time to Legal Shield and doing this on permanently. And there's no better future that my life has set its course on. I made a lot of money in real estate. I made a lot of money in mortgage business before that. And to be quite honest, I don't have any of those funds left from those two careers. And I was telling my associate, my sponsor that got me into this business years ago, I was just telling him the other day, it's been a dry month for me. I haven't been out to a lot of companies. I've been focused on my family and training. And I've been paid every single day all the way through last Friday in this business, and hopefully today as well, because the residual income and the power of leveraged, the leverage business, which is so wonderful to me and my family, and I can't express enough to of course the company, but the Riches family has really done so much from afar for me, and now bringing it fast forward to close up and working personal with you gentlemen. It's been a pleasure and an honor. So I will turn it back over to you because I think I'm going to drop you in just a few seconds anyway.
Well, listen, we want to wish you very, very safe travels and thank you again for sharing your heart this morning and sharing your wisdom. And really, we appreciate you and appreciate your leadership. And I know that we've got quite a few folks that are up there in that Pacific Northwest region that get to benefit directly from Mr. Ellison on a regular basis. And so... he's doing a lot of trainings and just does a fantastic job sharing the information that can help us Legal Shield associates be successful. Again, Ryan, thank you very much. I really liked how he talked about consistency too, and the quote that he shared: "Success doesn't come from what you do occasionally; it comes from what you do consistently." And boy, isn't that the truth? I mean, that, you know, again, making a bunch of calls, sitting down today and making a bunch of calls is great, but are we going to do that day after day after day? That's the real question. And another thing that, you know, Ryan is obviously he's one of the top trainers in all of Legal Shield. I know one thing that he feels strongly about is field training, and we you know, we have field trainers that are out all around North America that can come in and help as well. And that's really powerful when you're getting started, especially, but we've got folks that have been around for a while but still can benefit from a field trainer. But when you're, you know, certainly when you're getting started, to be able to have a field trainer come in and be able to benefit from their expertise and their experience just means all, you know, just means so much to people. I know we heard from a couple gentlemen earlier in the call that benefited from Mark Rich's coming down last week to Florida and doing some field training. We're really excited to also have on the call this morning, we've got Marguerite Hernandez, who recently has a positive field training experience out in New Mexico with one of our trainers, Judy Johnston, one of our executive directors. And Marguerite, I know that was exciting for you to be able to work with Judy, and we'd love for you just to share a little bit of that experience and what it is that you learned from working with Judy. And also, please share some of the success that y'all had. I know you had some success as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. All glory to God. This is Marguerite Agnes Hernandez in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I was injured for like 8 years, so I'm back into the employee benefits market, the small business. And I was introduced to Judy, and she sent me to the, successteamworld.com, which that website is all in order. I learned there the small business, and so I started going to walk the community. And during walking the community, I fell upon a group, a really big group. So Judy, she's the field trainer here in the state of New Mexico and also the state trainer. So we went into the group, and it was so beautiful to hear even Pam. The most excitement she had with what she was hearing was wow. And that was huge for us. And so we still have other leads going. And so I thank the Mark Riches and Mike Riches, especially for that magnificent website you have. Everything's in order. This is Marguerite out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks again. Back to you, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Marguerite, and congratulations to you. That was really exciting to hear about that success. And again, goes back to really just working with a field trainer and you know, leveraging someone else's expertise, leveraging someone else's experience for your success. Again, fantastic job. I had begun to share this earlier, and I'll finish that thought here on decision maker meetings, and we'll close the call maybe with this. But again, you know, we talk about prospecting a lot. We talk about, you know, getting the appointment. Then what happens when you get in with those decision makers, like Marguerite did, like Michael Dagan did, and Ricky, and so many others? And we've got these decision maker meetings set up. These appointments are set up. But what do you do? I mean, how do you talk the talk when you're in front of a decision maker? And I just had a couple thoughts that I wanted to share with you on this. There are a lot of reasons, or maybe not reasons, but there are a lot of ways that offering Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit benefits the company. And so we talk about that. And many of you are familiar with what I'm talking about here, but just think about this from a decision-maker standpoint. If you owned a company, why would offering ID Shield and Legal Shield help you as far as the business owner, or help the company itself? Well, we know that when an employee becomes a victim of identity theft, it can be a real stressful thing, and Brian Fahili talked about that earlier in the call. They end up taking time off of work. They end up being stressed out while they're on their job. They're not quite as productive as they otherwise would be. You know, the example that I use is if you've got an employee that finds out today, and let's go beyond that employee. Let's talk about that employee's child. If you have an employee's child, or an employee who finds out that their child has been a victim of identity theft, it doesn't really matter what appointments they had on their schedule. It doesn't matter what sales calls they were supposed to make. It doesn't matter what meeting they had. They're going to drop all of that and go focus on their child and how to clean up the mess. And where do you even begin with something like that? Legal situations work that same exact way. I mean, you know, people that are dealing with legal situations, they're stressed out, they're irritable. They take time off of work. I mean, you know, it's this whole gamut of consequences that come from being a victim of identity theft. And it's not their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just a victim. Yet it's their productivity that suffers. And so if we can bring in some solutions, we help to mitigate some of those negative consequences. We can help reduce absenteeism. We can help keep employees focused while they're at work. And so, therefore, we're able to increase productivity. An increase in productivity has a positive impact on the bottom line of the company. All of that is great. Not only that, but when an employer says, look, we're going to offer these plans as a benefit, they just enriched their benefits portfolio by adding two plans, the legal and the identity theft, by adding two plans that their employees can actually use. How crucial is that? Now, I don't know, you know, with the DM appointments that you've got this week, I don't know how their benefit packages look, the companies that you're going into. Some of you have some DM meetings set up for this week. Some of those companies may have already a very rich benefits portfolio. They've got a whole host of plans that they're offering to their employees. I would imagine that some of the companies that we're going into, they don't have a real robust benefits portfolio. In fact, some companies that you meet with might not offer any benefits at all. You might go into some small companies today. They don't have any benefits at all. It doesn't really matter where they are when you walk in the door. You can find a great place for Legal Shield and ID Shield. If you go into a company and they've already got everything from pet insurance to long-term care to Aflac to, you know, all these other different voluntary plans, and they've got core benefits. If you walk into a company today that they've got a very rich benefits package, it makes all the sense in the world to add these plans to them. These are plans that their employees can actually use. These are not insurance coverages that they sign up for hoping never to have to use them. No, we want them to use these plans. Usage is high. Participation is high. They probably don't have very many voluntary benefits where 50 to 70% of their employees are currently participating in those plans. So there is a lot that is attractive about these plans when you're meeting with a company like that. If you're meeting with a company that has you know, core benefits but not a lot of voluntary benefits, then you can help them understand how these plans help to attract and retain better employees. And you can talk about, you know, we've got employees today that are jumping jobs just for benefits. So these plans really will serve to help enrich your benefits portfolio. And if you go into a company that they don't have any benefits, no problem. These are going to be great plans to offer, because unlike some of those core benefits that bigger companies, because that's usually a smaller company that if you're talking to, they don't have any benefits at all. You know, these bigger companies are offering benefits that cost the company quite a bit of money. And these two plans, legal and identity theft, are not going to cost your company a dime to offer. So you can talk the talk no matter what their benefits portfolio looks like. Now, I recommend asking that question, finding out, you know, what kind of benefits they're currently offering, so you can kind of fit this message, fit these plans, fit your message around what they currently have. But my point that I want to make is all of those are great reasons for a company to offer these plans. They're great benefits to a company. It's one reason why we like to say this is an employer benefit paid for by the employees. This is an employer benefit paid for by the employees. I mean, it helps the company just like it helps the employees. At the end of the day, though, and I shared this in my class that I taught up in Washington this past weekend. At the end of the day, I've kind of learned the secret is not spending all your time talking about how it's going to help the company, but to spend the bulk of your time in a decision-maker meeting talking about how this is going to help the employees. Every decision-maker, whether it's an owner of a company or an HR director of a company, wants to feel reassured that this is going to be a good offering for their employees. Even if it helps the company, that's not as important to them as what this is going to do for the actual employees themselves. And so I would just encourage you, as you're out there, you know, meeting with the decision maker, you certainly would want to share some of what I've shared with you this morning about helping to increase productivity and employees taking less time off of work and being less stressed out and helping to attract and retain the best employees with a great benefits program. All of that's great. But at the end of the day, you want to take that script that Mark Rich has talked about earlier. You want to take that membership presentation that you're going to share with a group of employees. You want to take the emotion that you would share with a group of employees. You want to take the stories that you would share with a group of employees or with an individual that you're selling the membership to. And I hope that you're sharing all of that with every decision maker that you meet with. I hope that you're focusing the bulk of your time on the product itself and how this is going to help their employees. Because I've just found that that will mean more to most decision makers than how this is going to help the company. And we talk about both, but I hope that you're putting the greater emphasis in your DM meetings on how this is going to help the end users themselves, those employees. And so I hope that that's helpful for you today and this week as we're out there meeting with decision makers. A huge thank you to everyone who has shared this morning. We've just had, a power-packed call. We thank each of you for sharing your thoughts and your wisdom and your perspective. Certainly a special thank you to Mr. Ryan Ellison, who joined our call in transit this morning, but yet shared just wonderful nuggets of wisdom. We appreciate him and his leadership, and appreciate all of you for plugging in and taking time out of your Monday morning to listen in, and of course, those of you who are listening to this on playback as well. We wish you a very good week. Let's make it a great week, in fact, and take our activity to the next level here. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.